So Mel Tucker, kind of what he was saying yesterday about challenging his fans to keep Nebraska out, comes from his time at Colorado in 19, when he walked out there and the majority of the stadium was in red and he thought he was in Lincoln and not in Boulder. So he's thinking the same thing. This is the next time he takes on Nebraska, that Nebraska fans go to East Lansing. What he doesn't understand, there was more of a draw to go to Boulder than there was East Lansing. There'll be maybe 4,000 or 5,000 Nebraska fans. They only requested 2,500 tickets. There's a difference between Nebraska fan wanting to go to Boulder and Nebraska fan wanting to go to East Lansing. And he wants his stadium to be sold out. He's done a lot of rah-rah. I hope they're a mature team. We don't know. They're three games in. I don't think they're full of themselves. You listen to guys talking this week. But there's a lot of stuff going on. They put a lot into this game. Calling it the woodshed and striping out the stadium. The game's being played at night. They got a nice football team. But because of what Mel Tucker said, doesn't mean they'll be in a caravan from Nebraska going to East Lansing to prove him wrong. Because Nebraska fans don't all, you know, they don't have a ton of money. But college football loves your Nebraska money. Before we get to Keith here, we'd like to join this conversation on tickets. And this is, for people that are just tuning in, this comes from what Oklahoma was charging as a face value ticket. Not on the secondary market, face value, $225 to sit in the lower bowl on Saturday. This is from a study after the 2019 season, the last full college football season that was not impacted by a pandemic. The top price college football tickets, these are the schools that on the secondary market, they become the most expensive tickets. Clemson, LSU, Auburn, Oklahoma, Alabama, Notre Dame, Michigan. Remember, Michigan and Ohio State come to Lincoln this year. So people are going to make some money, maybe. I don't think as many Ohio State fans will come because this has become a regular trip for them. But Michigan fans, from the attention I'm getting for some tickets that are out there, Michigan fans are coming in droves to Lincoln because they haven't been here in a while. Ohio State, Georgia, and Nebraska. Those are the top 10 schools on the secondary market for the average ticket price. This is the 2019, last full season without COVID. The average secondary market ticket price for Nebraska being involved in the game, $484. Georgia, $665. What do all of these fan bases have in common? They'll travel. And most of them, their home stadiums are sold out. So if you want to get into a home game, you got to go to the secondary market where those tickets are, you know, available, or you're not going through the school's ticket office because they're already sold out. All right, here is Keith. Keith, you have a thought or two?
Well, yeah, Gary, you old enough to remember when a football ticket to the University of Nebraska was about $18.50?
I do not. I can't recall. I think I was probably $35. That's when I first remember.
That was back in the 70s, actually. So it used to be all tickets were the same price for every game. There was no gouging, which is what they're doing now. If a team is good, then they raise the price. I think they actually started doing it with Nebraska. I don't know.
You mean Nebraska started doing it, or teams started doing it to Nebraska?
When they were going someplace else, people started raising the prices for them. And Iowa State, Mizzou, and all those guys. But, I mean, you used to, and I think maybe you might still have some people. I've run into a Facebook app or Facebook site where prices aren't really that much for some of these games. Used to be when Husker Heaven was still around, she would not allow you to charge more than face value if you were selling tickets through them. So, it just gets to be a little ridiculous. And it's not just college football. I mean, it used to be inexpensive to go to a Major League Baseball game or an NFL game, you know.
Have you been to a concert or a theater performance? You ever tried to go to Hamilton, Keith?
No, not Hamilton, but like Wicked or stuff like that. Yeah, Yeah, they're not cheap either, but yeah. They're not as bad as football games, some of them.
No, but you only have, in the NFL, you only have 8 of them. I can tell you from Kansas City cheap ticket prices, they're sky high. You only have eight of these to sell, and in college, sometimes you only have 7. Tier pricing has been around. It's not going to go away. And if I'm bringing Nebraska into my stadium, and I know their fans are going to travel, and they're going to need more than the 2,500 tickets that I'm giving or whatever the Big Ten allotment is, yeah, I'm going to jack the price up, because I'm only going to jack the price up if I know that my stadium with my fans are going to be season ticket holders, because I don't want to hurt my fans charging them that large price. My large price is to go after that money that's coming from the opponent.
Well, we went to that game at Cal when Crouch was the quarterback.
98.
And all those folks were going, thank you for coming. We never fill this place up. It was great.
And they probably haven't since.
Maybe. Yep. I don't know.
All right, Keith, thanks for the call. So here is, you can find tickets, by the way, to Michigan, Ohio State, and Iowa on Huskers.com. The Michigan ticket price is $110. That's reasonable. You're paying $110 for the helmets. The Ohio State ticket price is $125. Now, Nebraska, on their single game prices, they do not separate the stadium. It is one price for every seat. They do not do, if you're on the sidelines, it's $25 higher. In the end zone, it's $25 less. I'm paying $110 whether I'm sitting in the 98th row or I'm sitting on the 50-yard line about 30 rows up. So Ohio State is $125. The Iowa game is $80. I think you could charge more for the Iowa game. $125, now that we just mentioned that the Oklahoma-Nebraska ticket was $100 more, seems kind of cheap. That's why they encourage you to buy season tickets. Because you can get, it averages out for every game on a season ticket package is what, $56? I think that's the case. But the other games, like Northwestern and Purdue, of the 5 remaining home games, those are $75, which is reasonable. Big Ten game, $75, not going to balk. $225, I'm frugal. I might say, okay, I'm going to sit upstairs for $200. 12:37, Parker Gabriel is coming up in an hour. Let's discuss Nebraska and Michigan State as we are to Wednesday of a Saturday night matchup. We find out who is for real. Plus, we'll get back into a discussion Robin and I were having earlier about tiering. You got to find 4 wins from the hardest to the easiest. We'll do that next on the Gary Sharp Show with Mike DeVille on 1620 The Zone.